It's Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt this morning, and it's time for Extremely Local News, sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. And joining us today, John Hansen, host and executive producer of It's All Good, a Block Club Chicago podcast. Good morning, my friend.
Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Woo!
Good.
Yes. Woo! Yes. Woo! Ronnie Woo Woo. We're talking about him to start, aren't we?
Yeah. You know, I think he's a fixture at Wrigley Field. I don't think many people have been to a Cubs game and not run into Ronnie Woo Woo. Doesn't mean everyone knows who the heck that guy with the cowboy hat and the full Cubs uniform is, but he's 81 years old. And Mac Lederman wrote up a great story at Block Club Chicago. I hadn't read like a full write-up of his history ever. I've just kind of known him since I've been going to Cubs games, giving him high fives, and he goes woo woo after every player's name. And the tradition started in the 50s for him. It was actually a really interesting read about how he got started. His first Cubs game ever when he was a kid that he remembers was when Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier at Wrigley Field in 1947, and he became a huge fan in 1958-59. Of course, that's when Ernie Banks won back-to-back NL MVP awards, and he started doing the woos. And to him, woo means win, and he just kept on doing it. He used to like drink with the players at dive bars after games. It's a little bit more buttoned up on the north side these days, and the current ownership kind of tolerates Ronnie Woo, I think would be the best way to describe it.
Unfortunately, you're right.
Right. The previous ownership, who we all knew pretty well, got him to sing the seventh inning stretch in 2001. He actually got kicked out of a game in 2017 because the Cubs alleged that he didn't have a ticket in the bleachers. He claims that he did. But either way, he has tickets to games now. Fans give it to him. And, you know, he's had an interesting past. He spent a time where he was homeless. He didn't have, and it was fans that stepped in to help find him a permanent place to live. That's how he's doing now. And he says he's going to keep on wooing as long as he can.
Oh,
I know. He's a sweet guy.
He is. A little of Ronnie Woo goes a long way, though, I will say that.
Well, they say that in the story, too. They're like, look, it might be a little annoying at times, but he's kind of like the Ivy. He's a fixture of the game. Oh, one of my favorite parts of the story, Mac talked to a woman at the game that he went to and said, you know, he wears that uniform everywhere. I've seen him in an Aldi in the full Cubs outfit. I don't think he ever takes it off, so maybe the number one Cubs fan.
Yeah, probably.
For better or worse.
There's a new lemonade stand in town.
This is down in Boxville. Have you ever been to Boxville, Wendy?
No, I don't even know where it is.
I'm going to tell you. That's how this works, this little back and forth we do. It's at the 51st Street Green Line Station in kind of the Washington Park, Bronzeville neighborhood. I had a chance to go last year, and what it is they have like business incubators, businesses that maybe don't have the resources, they're just getting off their feet, and instead of having a brick and mortar, which can be super expensive and prohibitive, they literally get these old shipping containers that they've done up and dressed up so nicely, and there's like a neighborhood of these shipping containers, and there's all sorts of businesses in there. The idea is they move into Boxville for a pretty low rental cost, sometimes like $400, $500, $600 a month. That's a little bit more attainable for a starting out business. And then they move out of Boxville. Well, someone just moved in, and it's Little Squeeze. This is a lemonade stand, and it's two Army vets that started this, and they came home, and they had a couple kids, and around 2020, when we were all stuck figuring out what the heck we were doing with our lives, Elena, who is the wife in this situation, Elena Wilson, she just wanted fresh orange juice. She had a craving for it, so she got a little hand squeezer, started mixing with it, and she discovered she had this awesome lemonade recipe that she never knew she had. So they just moved into Boxville. It's called Little Squeeze Lemonade. Life is better with a little squeeze. It's a really cool concoction. Of course, she doesn't give us a secret recipe, but you can find it down in Boxville at 51st Street.
That sounds so cool, and I want to check out Boxville now.
It is, and actually, Wendy, it's really cool because you got a lot of small business owners that are trying their best. It's about keeping neighbors and the money of some of these businesses in underserved communities, like keeping the dollars there, encouraging business ownership, just not people working for other people. A lot of people can't start their own business, and to have like a little incubator to get on your feet, to get loyal customers who love your place already baked in, and then open up your brick and mortar spot. It's an awesome idea.
Yeah,
and it
great
does well.
Start. Yeah. And here's a fine idea. Small businesses popping up at forest preserves.
Yeah, I'm on a real business kick here this morning. Makes sense. Yes, I didn't know that you could, if you were a small business, you could rent a truck or get a truck to set up shop in the forest preserves. And it's a program that's been going on for a little while. And Ariel Perella wrote a great story about this on-the-fly mobile bicycle repair. What better place to have a bicycle repair shop? You don't want to have to lug your bike after you blow a tire, you know, miles back to your house. They do it right along the bike path in the forest preserve on the northwest side in Dunning. It's just one of many businesses that have popped up in Cook County forest preserves all over the place. There's a Polish food truck that stops on by, of course, on the northwest side, where you can get food. But from the north suburbs to the south suburbs, there's these little businesses along the forest preserve tracks that are popping up. And I think it's a really cool way to meet people where they are. And again, another way to get businesses started and get them a leg up.
BlackClubChicago.org. And you're on Your Money Matters tonight at 6 p.m., correct?
I am. I don't know what we're doing yet. I'm not there yet.
But well, we'll be listening.
We'll find out.
Thank you, Wendy. John.
Bye-bye.
John Hansen. Love him.